Good morning and happy new year with our political observer, Alan Shartok. It's cold. We have highs near 20, Alan, but tonight the real cold sets in. That Arctic air, mostly clear, very cold tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. Right now at Saranac Lake, minus 1.
This is not good.
It's so not good that the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has ordered homeless people to be taken to shelters in freezing weather. The measure takes effect tomorrow. It mandates that homeless people be taken to shelters when the temperature falls to 32 degrees, including National Weather Service calculations for wind chill to protect them from hypothermia and possibly death.
Well, David, I think that the governor is doing the right thing, although it is replete with danger for him, because what's going to happen is that these shelters are not always the easiest places to be. And if something bad happens in one of the shelters, you can be pretty sure that a la Willie Horton, he's going to get blamed for it. But I think it takes guts, and I think he's doing the right thing. We don't want people freezing to death, and it's what executive power should be used for. The problem, of course, is that you now find him at odds with the mayor. It also means, in many ways, if you think about it for a second, that the governor is running the city of New York. So what's de Blasio going to say? Now, we all know that the city is a creature of the state, and that's the way that it works legally. Nevertheless, more and more, we see this kind of thing going on between these two guys, in which instead of working it out and saying, okay, this is what we're going to do, the governor imposes his will.
Speaking of executive action, Alan, the president, Barack Obama, is going to hold a town meeting on gun violence. From the New York Times, President Obama will participate in a live televised town hall style meeting on Thursday to discuss gun violence in the U.S. The hour-long event at George Mason University will be televised on CNN at 8 p.m. Mr. Obama will meet with Attorney General Loretta Lynch today to discuss the executive actions that he can take to curb gun violence. Your thoughts?
Well, good for him. Once again, I said good for Cuomo a few seconds ago. That had to be done to save lives. In this case, we know that the American people understand what the scourge of guns is all about. We know that there are so many out there that it's something like, not that everybody has a gun, but that if you add up all the numbers, there are enough guns out there so that every American has at least one. And it, of course, reminds me of the old Wild West where Wyatt Earp says, if you come into town, you got to check your guns. Because if you have a gun, somebody's going to use it. It's going to be a kid, or it's going to be somebody who has some instability in their life, or somebody who's angry at a spouse. We've got to do something about these guns. The NRA has tremendous power in this country, tremendous power. And it takes some real guts to take them on. But I think he's doing the right thing, and I think he's going to get a lot of credit for it.
Saudi Arabia gave Iranian diplomats 48 hours to leave the kingdom as escalating tensions over the execution of an outspoken Shiite cleric in Saudi Arabia marked a new low in relations between two Middle Eastern powers, Alan.
Whoa. This is a tough one. Saudi Arabia, of course, quote, our friend, operates in such a way as if they don't like somebody or if somebody's outspoken, off with his head. We have seen this again and again. So what you're talking about is oppression. Now, the Sunni versus the Shia is, of course, way, way older than any of us are. We do know that the Iranians are capable of warlike behavior. We've seen it with the Iraqis in previous times. They will sacrifice people in order to make this work. When you start seeing ambassadors withdrawn, it is always a potential disaster because an awful lot of people could end up dead as a result of this.
Finally, Alan, Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump's xenophobic call to bar Muslims from entering the U.S. has been used in a recruitment video for al-Qaeda affiliate al-Shabaab. And on Saturday, Donald Trump said the policies of President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton created ISIS.
Well, the thing about Trump is that he'll say anything. You know, he was once great friends with the Clintons. Now he's accusing Bill Clinton of abusing women. And what you have here is a guy who says, okay, if I'm going to be president, then I'm going to say anything I want, whenever I want. And when his reaction to the accusation of, you know, his Muslim hatred, and that has been used in jihadist films, there's no way around it except what he says is, I gotta say what I gotta say. So basically, that's what we have, and we'll have a lot more of it if this guy becomes president of the United States.